Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the worst of the Karens unleashing upon the country, what our U.S. history teachers got wrong, my connection with a caterpillar, and Corey's recipe for a perfect night in with Jesse Ware and ceviche. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler. Hi.
Good morning. Happy day 108 of quarantine.
Is it 108? Have you been keeping a record?
I just sometimes will Google how many days since, and the autocorrect is March 13th. Because everyone's been true. Googling.
That's true. I remember it was a week after my birthday.
Yep.
And all these people are all like, can't believe you got to have the last birthday.
Well, how'd it go?
Well, we discoed. Didn't we talk about it?
Discoed. Oh my God. Speaking of disco, did you listen to the Jesse Ware album?
I did. I had my little Sunday night routine yesterday where I cooked ceviche.
You jerked it.
I took an edible. Ooh. I cooked ceviche and I put music on as loud as I could because my roommate wasn't home, and I sing, and you know I kitchen dance when I cook.
Right.
And I started out first listening to the A Star Is Born soundtrack.
Sure.
Sang along to all the hits, and then I thought, oh geez, I still haven't listened to this Jesse Ware album yet. So I put it on and it was perfect because the edible had shown up and I just was floating around the room.
It's a Floatville USA disco vibe with a cool down at the end. It's like,
yeah,
it really gives you the full journey. I knew you were going to love it.
I did. And then I listened to it once, and then I ate dinner, and then I played Mario Kart, and then smoked a little weed. And then I listened to more of the album, and then my roommate came home and he thought, what is going on?
Just a party for one.
Nah, but he joined real quick and he liked the album too. And then we played Mario Kart together.
Well, bada bing, bada boom. Jesse Ware, I love the album. I keep listening to it. It is really wonderful. If you're out there and if you needed a new album to listen to, I highly recommend.
If you want to get stoned and cook ceviche on a Sunday, I'm telling you, it's a good song soundtrack to do it to.
Do you ceviche on a Sunday? That sounds like a
Harley's in Hawaii.
Yes. It's
that is my version of it.
It's the quarantine version of Harley's in Hawaii. It's like when you have to stay home.
You and I cook a ceviche on a Sunday. It's good. You would love it.
Ceviche on a Sunday or Jesse Ware's album?
Both.
Both.
Mm. Do you have Mario Kart 8 Super Deluxe?
You know what? For some reason, I have two copies.
Oh my God, can you mail me one?
Do you need it?
Yeah, I'll pay you half price for it.
Okay, yeah, sure. This ain't GameStop. You're paying full price, bitch.
We only have our neighbor's version, and they let us borrow it sometimes. I mean, I could buy it, but they were just like, don't buy it. We have it. You can borrow it.
I'll mail it to you. I'll mail it to you if you send me my Lady Gaga merch.
Oh, I will gladly make that swap.
Wait, we should do, like, we'll make each other a little care package.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
No, but...
I'm going to put in some boot cut denim.
Okay, well, we'll do this and we'll send a care package and we'll open it. We'll both open it in a future episode live together.
I'm fine with that, bitch. I have nothing to do this week but walk to the post office.
Okay, there you have it. Do you need stamp money?
No, but do you... So the fanny pack that you left at my house that our that our friend stole from you, it's got a bunch of blow pops in it. Do you want those too?
I've been looking for those, actually. Will you please send me those?
I know exactly where all of your Gaga merch and clothes are that you've left at my house.
There's also a Disney Mickey Mouse shirt. It's neon. Okay, yeah. Good. Send me
they're
that.
They're all in the same bag. I've been waiting. They're in my guest bedroom waiting for you to come visit. But
what can I send you? I'm looking around my house for what I can send you because I have garbage that I need to get rid of.
I'm just going to call.
Oh, you know what? I won't show you, but this is...
I'm just gonna cough in the box and then seal it shut and mail it to you.
That's global warfare, I believe.
I'll see you in court.
Oh my god, you know those Karens? I hate the word. I hate like how colloquial is that the term?
Sure.
That Karen has become, but like, you know, the women who don't wear masks in stores and will come up to somebody filming them and cough on them.
Yeah.
That's like illegal, I think.
If you spit on someone, it's assault. So I don't understand how that wouldn't also be assault. But my friend sent me an Instagram yesterday that's called Keeping Up with the Karens. And it's a collection of all the Karen videos. And I started watching it when I was stoned and I thought, I do not need this. It was like, did you ever see the scary movie, The Crazies? That's what the movie is called.
No.
It's kind of like a zombie movie, but essentially all the people in this town start going crazy. And it's like when I watch some of those videos, it just reminds me of that. I'm like, that's the world we're living in.
Well, kind of feel like these, certainly they, people, maybe this is controversial, but people that are counterproductive to the future of the human race, I feel like they must have something wrong with them. They're defective in a way. Not to like dehumanize them, but like they seem as if they're defective to the point where it should be in your best interest to continue the human race and our survival as a civilization. So like, there's no other explanation for people that like are against stopping global warming or against world peace or don't want to end the pandemic. It's like, you must be defective in a way. Like within the simulation that we're currently playing, you are a defective player. You're not working correctly.
Well, I don't get me started on the psychic predictions hole that I fell down last night.
Go on.
But I mean, we can go there. But no, one of those like Karen videos, this woman was standing outside hitting her neighbor's car with two hammers in her hand. Tyler, I'm not kidding. And the woman's filming her being like, cool, I'm calling the police. And then the woman starts saying awful things like, go back where you came from or whatever. And she starts walking toward her hunched over with these two hammers. And it's literally like a scene from that movie, The Crazies, that I saw where everyone essentially goes crazy and starts attacking each other. And I'm just like, this is real life. This is what's actually happening. There is a glitch in the matrix.
I feel like something is really going down. I saw a tweet that was like, hindsight is 2020, and like we've been misinterpreting that quote for all of humankind, and now we understand, 2020, like the year 2020, hindsight. We need to rethink how we're thinking about this.
Well, bitch, that should have been on my coronavirus psychic predictions post.
Okay, so tell me about the psychic predictions. So you went to a psychic, or what's the tea?
No. So I was reading, a little bit ago, let me go to the top. It was like early on, one of the Kardashians back in March tweeted this psychic prediction from Sylvia Brown that was done in 2008 about how there was a severe pneumonia-like illness that was going to like come in 2020 and... kill a bunch of people and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So a lot of people back in early March, after one of the Kardashians mentioned it, were really running with this conspiracy theory. But then I read a full article that was like, okay, well, if you're choosing to believe what she said about 2020, here are some of her other predictions. So just take it with a grain of salt.
Okay.
But one of them said that in like 2030 or 2035, that there was going to be like mass infertility. And it was because spirits weren't going to be wanting to be reincarnated like we usually are. So that's really going
like
to
be like a protest.
Yeah. Like everyone's going to be like, oh, well, fuck, I'm not going back down there.
Honestly,
so they're
I understand
not coming
that.
Back as a baby. Right.
I get the thought of, okay, well, I was thinking, so have you seen, Midnight Gospel yet? I know. I feel like we've talked about
it.
Did you watch it? Did you watch the full season?
Yes.
Okay, so I just rewatched the last episode again. For those of you who don't know, Midnight Gospel is a podcast that got turned into a Netflix animated series. So each conversation is animated into this like beautifully drawn, super psychedelic, colorful, made by the same person as Adventure Time, that kind of vibe animated show. Anyway, they have like deep philosophical conversations in a lot of the episodes. And in the last episode, it's an interview with his mom that he recorded for his podcast, who they talk about death, and she's in the process of dying, and they talk about what that means and how to cope with that and deal with that and blah, blah, blah. It was really powerful. And she was talking about how she feels as the older she gets and the closer she gets toward death, the more alive and present she feels. And she thinks it's no coincidence that as she's moving forward toward physical death, she feels more aware and present and alive as a human. And there's no way that she's moving towards something that feels like an ending of herself when she's feeling more and more herself as the days go on, as to say, certainly death is not the end. Where do we go next? Blah, 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 blah. So we were having this conversation this weekend, me and a couple friends, about like, okay, obviously our consciousnesses, we're moving towards something. This is not like death is certainly is not the end. Like this, the body is a vehicle for a means to a different era, if you will. But I wonder how we get to that next vehicle. What's the next vehicle? Is it another body? Are we floating around? Sorry, I didn't mean to hijack your spirits
I'm
on protest.
I'm living.
I really, truly am like, okay, Earth is not the end. 100 years is not the end. Certainly.
You think you're going to live 100 years?
Well, I don't know.
Do you think you're going to?
100 years feels crazy because also that means like, okay, think about your last year. That was one of the 100. Like, did you really live it up?
I don't think anyone's really living up 2020.
I hope you do.
Is that a J-Lo song? A Pitbull song?
Dale.
That's what they say. Well, so yeah, she said there's going to be a big protest from the spirit world, and we're all going to say, I'm not going back down there. You go back down there.
So our human's fertility, does that mean that it's all dependent on a spirit's willingness to come back?
It just ties to like reincarnation.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the spirits will just come back as different beings because like if they're not coming back as humans, they don't want to like join this alliance.
Well,
that makes sense to me.
You're going to come back as like a big old tree?
Maybe. I don't know.
Mother Nature made a point when she made trees, you know.
You're telling me. I get it.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Every time I do any type of transformative drug, I really come to the realization I need to be vegan.
Really?
I think I need to be vegan. I don't know if I should put that out into the universe because, like, Lord knows I love a chicken nugget and whatever. But, like, as a spirit and as a consciousness, holy shit. Like, how can we do that?
Did you see that post that was all, oh, you must have because it's someone you follow too, where it was like half a dog's face, half a cow's face blended together. And it was like, I'll never understand why we eat one and not the other. And yeah. I thought, is he a proponent for eating puppies or is he against, or is he against eating cows? It was a little bit of a mixed message, but I think I knew what his answer was.
Was it a Hidden Valley commercial? What was it?
No. It was just an Instagram post.
PETA.
Mutual follow we both have.
Yeah, well.
I mean, my roommate is vegetarian, but he's been known to like have a chicken nugget or two once in a while.
It's like, if I think any deeper than the taste of it, it's like a no-brainer to me. So I'm like, I just really need to bite the bullet and not bite the chicken.
Would you still eat fish?
Well, what's the difference? They've got a consciousness.
See, that's, I always wonder that. I don't know, and I haven't done the research one way or another, but I've always wondered when some people say they're pescatarian. And I think, is it about the animals? Why do fish not matter? As a Pisces, I want to know.
I think if I were to ever go vegetarian, yes, it's good for the earth and things like that, and like good for global, you know, things, global warming issues and all those that stuff. But I think my reasoning would have to be about the consciousness of it all. Like it's a being. It's alive. It's like there is an entity within that creature. How can I possibly look at that creature and think I am allowed to eat you?
Sounds like you made your decision.
I think I have, but I just wouldn't even know where to begin. And if you're listening, if you're vegan, tell me how did you get into it? How did you? Because like it feels like a thing that's a very hard to.
Do you think you would miss? Do you think you would miss cheese?
I would. Oh, cheese!
You're gonna have to switch to nut cheese.
Been there, baby. Oh, maybe I would just be a vegetarian then. Like, what's a vegan about?
Vegans like
They don't want to like extort animals for their products. Is that the vegan?
Yeah. Thing? I mean, it's like no products at all. So it's like certain soaps, like milks, cheeses, And honestly, I don't know. I don't mean to speak on behalf of the entire vegan community. Somebody can tweet Tyler and educate him better than I can. This is just my understanding of one of my friends who's vegan and just kind of the like brief overview that he's given me.
Mind you, if I ever do become vegan or vegetarian, I don't think I would ever be the person that's like down anybody else's throat about what they're up to morally. It's like, girl, we all choose the things that we do and don't do, and we let certain things slide morally. So it is not for me to judge others on like their sliding scale. But for me, I don't. Yeah, I think there's something about looking. I had a moment with a caterpillar like a couple months ago. Did I tell you about this?
No, but I'm on the edge of my seat.
Bitch, we fucking saw each other, and it was like, yes, and it was like, oh, how can I?
It's not You're like not I was, eating any
I wasn't going to eat the caterpillar. The caterpillar was safe. But what I'm saying is, if I could see a caterpillar, Lord knows I can see a cow. And the cow can see me, and a chicken can see me, a fish can see all them things. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I don't know if I can do it.
I don't know why your story of your caterpillar reminded me of when we found that dead bird in that hot tub, but I just thought of that.
The dead bird in the hot tub did not give me a shock. No,
that was a sign from the times. Yeah, I don't know what that was about. Where did that bird even come from?
I don't know.
I don't think we'll ever know.
I don't think so. Anyway, Corey, what else is new with you?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I love that. That's pretty cool.
I was reading that your boy, your Hungies boy, Charlie Puth, is the new spokesperson for $5 Foot Long.
I saw that, but apparently it's a controversy.
Not great for the franchise, as I heard.
Right, because they are currently struggling. Wow, did we both read the same article about $5 footlongs?
Well, and news to you, you can't even buy one. You have to get 2 for $10.
Yeah, that's a scam. When I'm at the grocery store and I see a deal, you know you have to look a little closer at those little yellow tags at CVS, because sometimes it's like minimum purchase, 17 items or whatever the hell. Like you have to really, they get you.
That's, you know, I've still been doing my pickup grocery orders, and the shrimp that I used in my Sunday ceviche was buy one bag, get a bag free. And I thought, oh, yes, bitch. And when they brought it out to my car and I got it home, there was only one bag in there, and there was a note that said, I got the very last bag, which I did not believe.
Well, did you look at the shrimp in the
which
eye?
I did not. Well, they were already dead. Well, they were long gone.
I just, where does a spirit go? I need to know.
It goes to like the spirit holding area, and then it waits.
A waiting room?
And it, well, I mean, I'm sure it's like fun.
Purgatory. Purgatory is the word I believe we're looking for.
I'm sure it's fun over there or up there or down there or a little bit of both.
Okay. Do you think you can play Best Fiends in Purgatory? Like, what are they up to? How are they passing the time?
Every time when I start clearing apps off my phone, I think, should I delete Best Fiends?
We're in the same boat because I don't want to delete it ever, even though I never open it anymore.
I never open. I feel like I've occasionally opened it on a plane within the last like 3 years. But no, when I'm on flights, I play Catan the whole time. I love it. I'll just sit and play for hours back to back to back to back.
When was the last time you got a $5 foot long?
I'd kill for anything that's a foot long. I feel like my dad used to always take me and my brothers to get Subway back when Jared was the spokesperson. That's when I fell in love with banana peppers. Subway really taught me. Why are you making that face?
I'm just gonna let you sit with the things that you say.
What do I say?
Banana peppers for me, they're not the one.
I love them.
Would you rather have a banana, a pepper, or a banana pepper?
Banana pepper always.
Okay. Well,
what about you?
I have been getting into bananas.
Should this be the Twitter poll for the week?
Yeah, sure. If you remember to upload it. I have been getting into bananas because they go really well into like a protein shake. But
do you freeze it?
No.
Bitch, okay, freeze it. Don't get freaked out when you find it in the freezer and then the peel's turned completely black, because that happens. Okay. Put the banana on the inside is still good, and you just open it and peel it. I've been putting it in my protein shakes in the morning, and I have to blend it, and it is so good.
Well, I do get a bag of frozen kale and berries.
Is it a mixed bag
of frozen kale and berries. Yeah, get it at Pavilions. You're going to love it. Trust me.
I want that.
It's really great. And it's it's a perfect substitute for ice. You're going to love it. I've been letting the banana be ice.
I saw your tweet. What color? Green or red?
Well, I knew I was going to freeze them because I've been eating way too much ice cream. So I got a mixed thing of a third green, a third dark purple, and the third red. Mm. And honestly,
it's... Which one's your favorite?
I haven't decided yet. I haven't. They're really good. It's a great substitute for a frozen treat.
I got those popsicles. You know the ones where you cut. You know the ones where you cut the end off. What are those called? Freezer pops.
Freezer pops, I would say, or an icy pop.
Oh yeah, I got the Whole Foods version of that because they were on sale, and boy, did I make a right decision.
Good for you. I think we're living it up. In quarantine, we're really figuring some things out.
I mean, I think we've really nailed it.
That's good. I'm reading this book right now. Did I tell you? I don't know if I had started it by the last episode, but no. I'm reading a book that's called Lies My Teacher Told Me.
Okay.
Have you read it?
No.
Okay. So it's it goes through U.S. history. And each chapter is a different topic within U.S. history, the discovery of America or Columbus or Thanksgiving. I'm still at the beginning of U.S. history, and it tells you how everything we learned was either wrong or there's no way to prove the narrative they've taught us. Or he basically takes 12 different history books that are the most popular history textbooks in America, and he read through all of them and found how Americans are taught American history and what's right, what's wrong, and what's appalling. Everyone should read it. It's the more I know about America, the less I want to, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, the less I want to be here. It's a terrible place with terrible rules, with terrible people, and a terrible history. Either we got a lot of fucking work to do.
That's our responsibility.
It's a fucking shit show, and it's been a shit show. Well, read the book. I would love to have a book club and talk about it.
I will. I was going to say, I just rediscovered my Kindle. Mm-hmm. Because I had one of my New Year's resolutions was to read more, and I had literally been going to the library and checking out books nonstop, and then the world closed and I haven't been able to go back to the library. And then my friend told me that you can download books from the library to your Kindle. So yeah. I did that last week and started reading a new book, but I will add that to my list.
I think you would really like it. It's it's devastating and embarrassing as Americans, but I think it's also important because it's if you know the knowledge of how to educate yourself on the truth and you still actively don't, then you're still part of the problem. So I think it's also super topical when you think about the Black Lives Matter movement and even the pandemic. It talks a lot about plagues throughout history and how it's influenced the economy and how, it's just, it's really interesting. And history feels very far away time-wise, but in the grand scheme of all of humanity, we are such in the closest blip to the start of America. America's biggest atrocities were not that long ago, and they still remain today.
And this is probably at least your fourth reincarnation.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. As a human? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
What do you think I was up to in my last human body?
I don't know, but you know one of my favorite movies, Cloud Atlas.
Oh, I would like to rewatch that, but
you hated it.
Doesn't it have a little bit of maybe racial problems?
I don't remember that part.
I vaguely remember maybe blackface.
I know Halle Berry's character. Actually, now that you say that, does Halle Berry's character
or maybe
play
like
a different race?
Something. There's something I don't remember.
I know toward the end, I guess now I really will have to rewatch. I guess toward the end when they're in the like most furthest out future, that the people are like more racially ambiguous.
I should rewatch it, but because the topic within itself, regardless of like if it had some problematic moments, I do remember it being a doozy of a concept. I should rewatch that.
I like the concept. I guess you're right. I haven't rewatched in a long time, but maybe I will and see how problematic it is.
Okay.
I mean, all those TV shows are pulling down their blackface episodes.
Saw that
in 2020.
And every YouTuber is either getting canceled or leaving the internet. It's like, it is a time on the internet. You know?
I was going to text you after this is over.
So, hoo-wee.
Yeah, that's right. but I saw, because Jaden and... Jada commented about Shane Dawson. I saw people were saying, let's tweet positive things about Willow Smith. And everyone was saying her song, Wait a Minute, is such a banger. And that's all I wanted to say is that her song, Wait a Minute, is a banger. And I've loved that song since it like dropped. I saw it trending the other day and I thought, good for her. If y'all haven't listened to Willow Smith, get it.
Whip My Hair really went off. I don't know how old she was when that came out, but bitch.
It was in the power hour.
Grown adults can't go that hard. You know what I mean? Like there are some pop queens that wish they could go off like that and still haven't had the capacity to do so. So Willow Smith, do your thing.
Well.
And that's what you missed on Glee.
and listen to Wait a Minute if you haven't yet, because
okay,
it's great.
Link me.
I've made you listen to it once when we were driving up to Tahoe. And I remember you liked it.
I believe you.
It's great. Do you have
anything else you want to touch on, Corey, my sweet little angel?
Yes, I just wanted to say Black Lives Matter.
Yep.
Wear a mask.
Yep.
Happy last day of Pride Month to everyone.
Oh, yeah. How was your pride? I know it was a little different this year, but I actually think
it's
as a community, it was probably a lot of growth for a lot of people to realize like we're a part of a bigger community than a lot of people often recognize or give credit to.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
I definitely agree. I've had wonderful conversations with all my close friends all month. And I think it is important to recognize why Pride started and how we need to be more inclusive of everybody that falls within our community. But yeah, it's like I've been seeing those posts that are all like, if your feed's going back to normal, then you're following the wrong people. And I would like to say that the majority of my friends and the community that I follow on all of my social platforms have still been having an active voice. And I didn't see like any of my friends complaining that Pride wasn't what it used to be or that they weren't able to like dance on a float with their shirt off or whatever. And that to me was really important. It made me feel like, hey, maybe I do have the right people in my life, and maybe I have surrounded myself with positive people within this community. I went for a run yesterday. And when I was coming back, I was like cutting through the Castro and I just was like, I'll just run by to kind of see what's going on. I was surprised there were a lot of people there having like a dance party-ish thing, but it all was from a march that had taken place in the city and then kind of ended back in the Castro. And people were spread out, I guess, a little bit, but everyone was wearing masks. And I just watched from afar as I ran past and ran home. And I thought, you know what, that was enough for me today.
Got your pride in. Did you see the latest member of the queer community who came out this weekend?
No.
Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray.
Really?
Came out, allegedly.
As
Yeah, I didn't see the specifics, but she on her TikTok, she posted a video of her lip syncing to "I'm Coming Out," and she the caption was, "I'm coming out hashtag Pride." Yeah, I'm gay hashtag Pride hashtag I'm coming out hashtag Hairspray.
She did not hashtag Hairspray.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Oh, and so you know what? Welcome, Nikki Blonsky. Happy Pride. I hope you are feeling now a little bit more at home in your body and in our community.
How many times do you think, sorry, my brain got really distracted. How many times do you think she's watched herself in Hairspray?
Oh. do you think I've seen... I was trying to think what video of mine have I rewatched the most, and it's probably Edward 40 Hands. I've probably seen Edward 40 Hands less times than she's seen Hairspray.
I think because I assume that I know, like, as two people who've been on reality TV, like, I just know that there's probably people out there that watch themselves on whatever show they were on, like, over and over and over, and are kind of like stuck in that.
Don't you
believe that, like, has to have happened or has happened or happens with some people?
I just hung up on Corey. You know, would that be the end of the world? I don't know. I'm gonna FaceTime him again and get it back on just so we can say goodbye, Corey. Sorry. Or maybe his phone died or something. Oh, he's unavailable. I don't know about that. I guess I'll say goodbye to you all. I think it's connecting.
I don't know what happened. I tried to continue to talk for a moment.
You know what? I think we definitely both had monologues of our own in the last 20 seconds.
My point was, I'm sure there are people that are stuck in that world that just watch whatever experience they had on TV over and over and over and over again. And I, for some reason, just have a feeling that Nikki Blonsky has watched herself on Hairspray a few times.
I have never rewatched Fear Factor. I don't even know if I saw the live airing of me on Chopped. I haven't seen Snervous in at least 5 years.
One of my, like, new friends was just talking about Fear Factor, the show, the other day. And I was like, you know, I was on that, right? And they were like, what? And they were like, can we watch it? And I was like, yeah, we can watch it. I'm sure it's on MTV somewhere.
Good times.
Great oldies.
Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
Bitch, you can find me on Ceviche Sunday, having two beans and listening to the Jesse Ware album
and
on TikTok.
Okay. You can find me in Purgatory. I'll be playing Best Fiends in the Corner.
With a caterpillar.
Yep. Oh, me and my caterpillar looking each other into each other's souls. Okay. Have a good life.
All right. Good luck.
Bye.